This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and as always, you can join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want as we launch into the second hour of the live Sunday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun, let's talk to Libertarian Banker. You're on Free Talk Live, and then coming up, Johnny Ray will be telling us about a foiled terror attack in just a little bit. But first, go ahead, Banker.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Scott called in earlier, and I got a plan for him. What we should do is we're going to deport him to Madagascar. We're actually going to play some of the previous calls that he's had on the show for the people of Madagascar. And just kind of see how things go from there for him. I'm sure it'll turn out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go really, really well for him.
You're referring to, for the listeners who are just tuning in, to Scott the Bigot, who apparently wants to round up all Jewish people and send them to Madagascar. So that's what you've...
And all black people, send them back to Africa.
So yeah, that's what you're responding to.
Which Madagascar, I think, is
part of Africa.
Geographically Africa, but ethnically of sort of the Indian Ocean.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure. So anyway, I did want to call and tell you guys a story. This is something that happened to me a couple years ago. It's just it was a really sort of interesting story from my career in banking. So okay. I was a manager of a branch of a sort of a local bank, and we had this regular customer who was on Social Security. You know, we had a lot of them. They'd all come in. I'm sorry, not Social Security. It was on SSI, which is like welfare. So he would come in around the third of the month, and like clockwork, he'd be waiting by the door right when we opened, when his check was there. So it was no different on this day that he kind of came in, except he had somebody with him this time. So we'll call them Mike and Bob. So Mike is the guy that we know. You know, he comes in regularly, and he's a crackhead. Mike's a crackhead, and everybody knows it.
A crackhead on SSI.
You know, yes, a crackhead. He's homeless. A crackhead, and he spends all of his money on crack. So, right. And I'm assuming before he even gets the money, it's already been spent on crack. So,
could very well be.
So Mike and Bob. So Mike brings his friend Bob with him. We've never met Bob before. Mike's in the bank, sort of doing his business, cashing his check. Mike is standing there at the teller line as the teller is counting his money out to him. And Mike falls over right there in the lobby.
Has
a seizure right on the floor.
Geez.
You know, eyes in the back of his head. You know, you could tell it, you know. So I run out of my office. I see him hit the ground. I run out of my office and, you know, I'm saying, Mike, are you okay? You know, everything. No, he's not responding.
What else are you supposed to say, right?
Yeah. So I tell the teller, I say, you know, call the police, call an ambulance. Well,
Bob wants his money.
You know, Bob's sitting over there in the lobby, right? And Bob, you know, he's on his phone. He's kind of like looking down, like, oh God. So you know, the paramedics come and everything, and while Mike is on the ground, sort of having a seizure, the money is sort of in his hand. He's like clutching it really tight. So I kind of grab the money out of his hand. I hand it back to the teller, and I say, just, you know, cancel that transaction that you just did, and put this back in your drawer. So they take Mike off on a gurney. Okay.
And, it is a bank manager's job to make sure that their customers' money is secure.
Sure.
So I think that move of yours was very legitimate. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Put it back in his account. That's the safest place for it.
Yeah.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
So
if he lives, he'll be back.
So he goes, you know, obviously to the hospital, and he comes back with I'm sorry. Let me back up really quick.
Yeah, what happened to Bob?
Mike's on the floor. And I've given the money back to the teller. Bob pipes up. Bob's saying, Mike, don't you want to get your money before we leave? Mike had already kind of come
through
before, you know, and I'm like, no, Bob, no, Mike's money is staying right here. Okay. So they take Mike off. Bob goes with him. 2 hours later, here he comes. Mike walking up, takes his money out, and gives it right to Bob. So I knew exactly what was happening there. I think Bob was his drug dealer.
It had that sound to it, yeah.
It does. So, there are story after story that I could tell you. I had one guy one time drop a bag of weed out of his pocket. So he's
accidentally
in the teller line.
I believe like that was oregano.
No, it was some dank. It was definitely some dank.
You know this because they included that in your bank manager training.
<That's>
how to
right.
identify
you know,
dank we, weed.
It was from DARE class, guys.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But anyway,
so wait, was it an accident? He was like pulling a wallet out, and then the
yeah.
Bag...
So he's pulling. Yeah, he's like some stoner guy with his hair all messed up. He pulls his thing out. The weed drops. He does this transaction. Doesn't see it. Walks out. I watched him drop it, and I said, "Man, I hope he picks that up because if he does it, I'm gonna have to call the cops or something." So you know, we picked it up, and I did what my company would have expected me to do, and you know, called the law enforcement or whatever. But
jeez,
oh man. Anyway, you know,
were you uncertain as to which customer dropped it at that point?
They wanted the video.
Really?
You know, not my video to say no. So I'm, you know,
I don't know. The video would necessarily do them any good if you didn't tell them, you know, which account transaction it was.
Well, they could have asked for
yeah,
the whole day.
Yeah, obviously.
They,
yeah, they want that information, too.
They could have asked for the whole, yeah, they could have asked for the whole day's worth of video.
Presumably.
But I don't know if they, you know, would they have needed a, like, if you hadn't just handed it over. I mean, it's probably the bank's policy to just cooperate. But, you know, if you hadn't have just handed the video over, they would probably had to have gotten a warrant to acquire it.
Yeah, they would have had to gotten a subpoena. But, you know, we have a security sort of officer that we work with and obviously communicated with her and.
Yeah, they know each other.
So,
they tend to know each other. A lot of the security officers,
yep.
Banks and places tend to be former cops.
You're absolutely right on a first name basis too.
Hey, thanks, banker, for the stories. Always,
thank
I'm sure,
guys.
Like you said, there's always interesting stories, especially when dealing with customers in any business. There's always going to be some sort of crazy crap that goes down. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate the story and the toll free number. If you want to join us here. Maybe you've got a crazy retail story. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom.
I used to work at a gym. I was a personal trainer. And
just before you started radio, you did gym stuff.
Yep, I did. And I was a personal trainer. And I also worked the front desk and sold gym memberships. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, I cleaned things, whatever was necessary at the gym. I mean, you know, it was my place, right? And there was this lady who would come in who appeared to be anorexic.
Mm.
Right? Like she appeared
super skinny. Like you can see rib bones, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And some.
Oh, boy.
You know, like
that's
hip bones on both sides, kind of skinny. She looked very, very unhealthy.
Oh, dear.
And she would come in to jog, and she said that it helped her with, I think, Crohn's disease or whatever.
Huh.
But essentially, you know, jostle her colon in order to make things happen downstairs. And she would disturb the heck out of... mostly female, but some male sort of people that would work out there. They
just because of how she looked?
Yeah. They'd be coming up and like, mm-hmm. Why can't you do anything about this? You got to
give her a sandwich or something?
I don't know what
supposed to do.
They wanted me to cancel her gym membership, basically.
Wow.
So that she couldn't you know, be on the treadmill. And I'm like, you know, exercise isn't her issue. And she claims it's medical. You know, she certainly talked about it a great deal or whatever. But, you know...
Wow, I mean, how rude for somebody to be upset that they have to look at somebody that they find unattractive. I mean, basically, that's what their objection was. They didn't like to look at her while they were on the other gym equipment.
I think they felt like they could diagnose her, you know, from afar. And
that means she shouldn't be in a gym?
I tend to agree with their assessment that the woman probably did have an eating disorder.
Yeah.
But again, you know, the gym required her to get a doctor's note.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, beforehand.
Before they let her work out?
Before I had arrived at the gym, for whatever reason. She'd been coming there for many years. And, you know, the doctor's note was sort of lore there at the gym. Now, I'd never seen it. Don't care.
Yeah, sure.
Particularly. You know, pay me more if you want me to sit here and care.
Right.
I don't. And she would, you know, jog on the thing, and people would just generally get all upset.
I don't get it, man. I mean, the gym's full of people who are there to, you know, make themselves look better. I mean, not everybody's going to be in tip-top shape who's in a gym, so why somebody would be upset about the way other people look, I don't
know. It was the ones that would come in drunk that bothered me.
Oh, my God. That sounds like not a good idea.
It isn't a good idea.
You can't lift as much when you're drunk.
We're coming
you
up.
Think drop, you can, but you can't.
You can drop plenty on your face.
Oh, God. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Your Mind Live Sunday edition of the show. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username, should you wish to join us there, is LRN.FM. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you want to learn about Bitcoin, great place to get started is Bitcoin.com. But maybe you're not new to Bitcoin. Maybe you're you know, been around for a while and you want to get the latest news. They've got a detailed news site over at news.bitcoin.com. They've even got games you can play with your Bitcoin and a forum that allows you to interact with other Bitcoiners and other cryptocurrency fans. So head over to Bitcoin.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is kind of the point here on Free Talk Live. We were telling some crazy customer service stories. Now, Johnny Ray, you're a janitor by trade. You tend to work after hours, after customers are gone from the places where you worked. Have you ever done any kind of customer service, retail working? Just curious.
Well, I've worked behind the counter at a convenience store.
Really?
Yes.
When was this, down in Asheville?
Yeah, in Asheville. I worked at a
gas station or just a convenience store? A
couple of different Eblen short stops.
Did they have gas pumps, too?
They had gas pumps. It had Citgo gas pumps.
Now, you got to do everything in a store like that, right? You got to clean the toilet. You got to, you know, clean it, you know, sweep the front. You got to do everything.
Right. Ring up the sales, restock the refrigerator.
And frequently the only person on duty, correct?
Yeah, depending on which location you were at, I was at one kind of on the outskirts of Asheville, and then I was at one in South Central Asheville that was 24 hours, and there were 2 to 3 people there on duty at all times.
Geez, that's a busy one, huh?
Yeah.
Now, was it one of the ones where they would allow customers to use the restroom?
Yes.
You poor man. Oh, of course, you're used to cleaning toilets, but here's a question for you. Since you clean, you know, bathrooms for a living, I heard a story recently. It was actually it came out of one of the local stores run by actually Chris, who's our Thursday night host, Route 101 Local Goods here in Keene. And generally, they won't let just members of the public to use the bathroom.
Okay,
but you know, in this case, lady said she had to go real bad. And so Colleen, who's Chris's girlfriend, she let the lady go back there and use it. She said she was a relatively heavy set woman, came out of the bathroom, and you know, she left the store, and Colleen went in after that and almost didn't notice because the floor is dark in there. It's like a dark wood floor, not your typical bathroom floor, which, you know, would have tile on it. But in this case, there was a some sort of amount of poop right there in the middle of the floor, and it was also on the back of the toilet seat, so it was like on the sort of the lip.
Like things went really poorly.
Yeah, so I mean, it was all over, you know, the not all over the whole bathroom, but sort of nowhere near where it should have been in the bowl.
Yeah, that happens. That always makes you suspicious, like when you find it smeared 6 feet off the ground.
That's what I'm talking about, like way above butt level, right? Uh-huh. Like it was above butt level. And it was interesting
then
because
vandalism. You start to assume malice at that.
You wonder about that. You wonder about that. But the thing is, like, it's not an uncommon thing, from what I understand, in the women's bathroom. Now, have you noticed this, Johnny Ray, in your time cleaning, that women's bathrooms tend to be worse as far as messes are concerned than men's bathrooms?
I hear that's an urban legend.
I hear it from people who work in retail. I've heard it from at least a couple or two or three people who've worked in retail.
From frequenting male bathrooms, I have to say, oh, dear God, I hope that's not the case.
I've found that is not the case.
Really?
If anything, I would... they're probably equal. If anything, I would say men are worse.
Really? All right, now that weighs heavily. That's your job.
If you go into a Kohl's department store, mm-hmm. the ladies' room is probably going to be more gross than the men's room.
Because there's more women, period, shopping there, likely, you think?
Yes, mm-hmm. And if you go to Home Depot, the men's room is going to be much worse than the ladies'
Interesting.
Room.
Interesting. Well, that makes sense. That's just raw traffic numbers. But you know, what I've heard is that like the worst messes that people I've known that they've ever had to clean were always in the women's bathroom. So you're the first person to say something different.
Well, women produce more effluvia than men do.
What is that?
Just a thing that comes out of a thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, men produce two kinds of things, and women produce three, basically.
I see what you're saying.
And so that,
I just don't understand. I mean, like you said, is it something that they do purposefully, or is it just... you know, somehow they have this explosive diarrhea that literally just doesn't even make it into the bowl. They're not even sitting on the bowl. They're just, like, leaning over or something nearby it somewhere. I mean, it's so confusing how anything could end up on the top of a toilet tank, on the tip of the top of the back seat. Like, you know.
It's certainly bizarre. Yeah. I've seen some bizarre ones, and I would think that kids are probably to blame for some of it just because they don't have quite the control and understanding and those kinds of things.
Yeah, and the mentally ill.
And speaking of the mentally ill,
somebody might try to clean up after themselves and leave, you know, their handprints, pooey handprints smeared everywhere.
God.
And it looks like they did it on purpose.
You're speaking from experience?
I'm speaking after being angry at things like this many times and then deciding I don't know what really happened here. And so unless I witness it, I'm not going to drag somebody out into the street with their pants around their ankles. Yeah, that's my great fantasy.
It's a great way to have some freedom around it, right? Like it's going to have to get cleaned up whether you're angry or happy.
Yep, that's
right?
True.
So choose to be happy. I would say that gentlemen that choose to use a sit down toilet to stand up,
mm-hmm.
Like it just seems like a poor choice generally. Like to start out, that's a poor choice, and then you know it appears as though their decision making didn't get any better mostly after that. If that makes sense.
You're talking about going number one.
Number one, yeah. Right? Standing up to go, you know, for a sit down toilet, and you know that's just
you're going to get splatter.
It's like, a mess.
Guaranteed.
You know, don't do it.
Yeah.
Because people have to clean it up.
I went into a bathroom once, a public restroom, that had a sign up that said, whoever is shredding the toilet paper up into little bitty pieces and dropping it, you know, on the ground, we don't understand why you're doing this, but please stop. And I'm pretty certain what was actually happening is that the person who was restocking it didn't get the roll started ever, so everybody else who came in had to get the roll started, which with some of these commercial...
Because you pick at it a little bit, and it tears off.
Yeah, right. And so you end up with little bitty pieces
I see.
Under the
and
dispenser.
And they thought someone was being malicious.
Yeah.
Yep, this is why somebody needs to know their trade.
Right.
You know your trade, you can get it started, there's not going to be as much problem.
So if you've got a dirty bathroom story or retail story,
please don't.
If you want to share with us, there's no end to this.
This should this only kind of be shared by trained broadcasters. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, you got to avoid certain words.
Purience too. You have to not like what you're talking about or.
That's not sexual. So prurient isn't. I don't think the right.
I don't think you can.
Term.
You know. I think you've got to be. I don't think you can dwell too long on these subjects.
Right. So, like, excretory functions, there's restrictions on discussing, like, the detail of that, but I don't think that talking about the remnants is the same thing as the actual, as the function. This is something that everybody can relate to. I mean, everybody's had to clean up some sort of bathroom mess, likely, at some point in their life. That they didn't make.
If not, if you haven't had to clean it up yet, we'd be happy to welcome you to adulthood once that occurs.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the show. Talk terrorism coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come tonight. Actually, we need to get back into economics in one lesson. I think we should probably just do that now, because on the way, we do have other stuff to talk about. Johnny Ray with a terror attack that the government once again was trying, and in this case, failed to gin up. We've seen plenty of stories where the government did successfully try to find some sort of dupe or patsy or whatever to conduct a false terror attack so they could just arrest them and claim that they stopped a real terror attack.
Gotta have numbers.
We've seen that happening in the past. But this guy refused to participate, but they went ahead and arrested him anyway. Johnny Ray's got that story on the way. And then also coming up tonight, Mark, a mom has received death threats after doing what appeared to be a piercing on her baby's dimple.
That's correct.
Online. So you can bring up what you want here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to share a little bit about the mystery chapter here of economics in one lesson that apparently Johnny Ray, you said was removed from the version that you had. Is that right?
That's right.
And we've been reading this chapter by chapter, not reading the whole thing on the air, but discussing the economic concepts in Henry Hazlitt's work that was originally written, I think, in the early 40s.
Late 1946.
And there was a chapter in my book that I have here, chapter 18, which is entitled What Rent Control Does. In your book, Johnny Ray, they skipped this chapter.
It's gone, yes. He removed it in, I think, the second edition.
Why?
Because it was no longer something that people were talking about, I guess.
But it would seem to me that it was something that still exists in some places. I mean, I've heard, maybe I'm wrong, no. I've heard they've got rent control in New York City.
Yeah, they do.
They still do. I mean, are there other cities in which they have rent control, or is it only in New York? Have they actually eliminated it in other places?
If they have it in New York, then they have it someplace else. I mean, yeah. Rent control exists.
Which is why I'm surprised that, you know, they would take this out, because it seems like a relevant thing to discuss, because, you know, like minimum wage, this is one of those things that people on the surface are going to say, yeah, I don't want to pay more rent. I mean, who wants to pay higher rent? So a lot of people who are renters would likely support the idea of rent control without, of course, thinking it through all the way, as Henry Hazlitt does in this chapter, and explaining why not only is rent control bad for the landlords, it's also bad for the renters.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reasons that he explains is that if the rent is held down below what they could normally achieve on the marketplace, the landlord has no incentive, because they're not getting paid very well, they have no incentive to actually, let's say, keep the home in tip-top shape or even in decent shape. They have the incentive to let it run into ramshackle conditions because they're not able to charge what the home is actually worth, so they're not getting that buffer in there that they could use to replace a hot water heater or fix the roof when it goes bad or whatever.
Right. So, and I think what people say is well, the owner has the building already, so, why shouldn't we have rent control? But the thing is the rent control goes with the building. So if, for instance,
you mean if the owner sells it?
Well, if your rich uncle were to die, Ian, and left you an apartment building in Manhattan, and, you would then inherit all these rent control people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could very well be that before he died, he decided he took out to take out a loan on this thing. So now you've got a payment on this, and you just got willed some portion of the equity or whatever it might be.
Plus, you have property taxes on top.
Right, and the property taxes, I would imagine, are astronomical.
Yeah, there's no controls on that.
Right. So, at that point, what if the building's full of rent control? I don't know what the laws are or anything like that, but if it's full of them, then you're basically just subsidizing how these people live.
That's correct.
And that's, that should, if that is done, it certainly should not be done by an individual, right? Like, in what world is it fair for an individual to have to subsidize other people's, living costs? Rent should be what rent is, and rent control is just a way for the government to get cheaper rent for the people that they subsidize their Section 8 or whatever.
And the book points out that there are likely to be more renters in a given city than there are property owners. So they have that sort of the political weight, right? You appease,
right, rent controls come from democratic decisions.
Right, you appease the renter class at the cost of the landlords, and the renters vote you back into office.
So the landlords are a minority in that circumstance, and because people look at them, it's okay to hate on folks that have money, and one presumes that landlords do. They may very well be into hock up to their ears and not be have money.
Right. This points out that some of the renters may actually be better off than some of the landlords are.
Could very well be the case.
We're going to get back into rent control here, but we got Joe. He's on the line listening to WWNC in your former hometown, Johnny Ray of Asheville, North Carolina. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. I was working in about 3 or 4 bathrooms in the past 5 years at different businesses. And the worst thing that we had was this one guy would come in. And he would really... over the seat, all over the back, all over the floor. I had to bring the water hose.
The terrorist.
God. I mean, that is a biological biological weapon.
And it felt so bad. I mean, all in the store, you could smell it. And you had to open the front door. And they got to work. These bathrooms, every morning, there would be couples come in and certain people, and they would just use the bathroom, not buy nothing. And
that's just rude.
They never bought anything. I mean, it's one thing, it's one thing to be in a place where you've never been before and you got to go, or so you go into a McDonald's, but you've bought something at a McDonald's at some point in the chain's history. It's another thing to come in again and again and never buy something
from
a place.
If it's a convenience store, you can grab something on your way out. The checkout's right by the door. You grab something, you buy it, you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these people was like traffic coming in and out. And I said, the guy, the owner, he's like, why are they doing this? I said, they don't want to spend the money on the water and the toilet paper, the soap. That's all free. They ain't got to buy it. But the funniest thing happened. This one service station I worked at, 4th of July, everybody's big crowd, and you can see the fireworks from there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a van that had three or four women in it. They was at the gas pumps. And they were just standing there waiting for somebody else to come out of the bathroom. And, I mean, for like an hour. And the owner's like, what are you doing? We're waiting on the bathroom to come open. Well, knock on the door or go use the parking lot. And I found that so funny. He just told us, yeah, go use the parking lot. That's what I'd do if I can't get in.
So he just wanted him to go squat over on the side of the building, basically?
Well, one day there was a minivan pulled in, and they were from out of town. And there was this young girl. She must have weighed about 400 pounds.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, she could have been 13, 14 years old.
Jesus.
And she went in there to use the bathroom. She come back out mad. She said, he won't let me use the bathroom. So she goes around to the side of the building where all the traffic's at. And, you know, it's just, I go to Asheville a whole lot. There's a public bathroom in the Pack Square. If they have events, they have to put porta-johns in, but there's not a whole lot of places to go.
Oh, man. The public bathrooms are always the worst. They're always the pits, especially public parks and things like that. Joe, loved the call. Thanks. Great voice, by the way. Really great, southern guy voice. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free, bring up what you want. We're talking about everything from cleaning up bathrooms, public bathrooms, all the way to rent control. And they're both very ugly circumstances that result in, well, at least the bathrooms end up getting cleaned. Rent control, until they abolish it, until they get rid of it, it is going to result in fewer properties being available to rent. And that's one of the other interesting points that Henry Hazlitt points out in his book, Economics in One Lesson, which we've been going through chapter by chapter. This is chapter 18 in some books. Apparently in other versions it doesn't even exist because it was removed. But as he points out, what happens with rent control is because you're driving the price of rent down, you're disincentivizing, the government is forcing the price of rent down. You're therefore disincentivizing the landlords or the property managers to be, let's say, keeping their property up to spec, mm-hmm. You know, making sure that things get repaired when they break, because they can't afford to, or they can't
Plus they want the renters to move out.
Sure, but the next ones might have rent control too,
right?
No,
it wouldn't work that way.
No?
I don't believe it does. I believe you have to stay basically stationary for rent control to occur. That rent control basically keeps the price of rent at or slows the growth of rent. So it basically prevents astronomical increases in...
It has probably evolved somewhat.
They don't force it down. They don't force it down from what the... You're saying they keep it at whatever level they get into the lease at? That
or it can go up like 3%. But if, for instance, you're in Manhattan... I mean, I looked at buying an apartment in Manhattan. And I had there was a job offer, you know, to a New York radio station.
Huh.
I remember looking at and I can't remember. I'm sure I'm going to say something wrong, but the number that comes to mind was that there was a you know, co-op unit is what they called them up there, basically a condominium, that was available for $125,000 in Manhattan. Now, to find something like that now, I imagine, is completely impossible 15 years later, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it would suggest to me that rents have gone up commensurately and that they're very, very high. You can imagine how upset you would be if your rent went from, I don't know, $1,500 a month for your tiny little place in Manhattan to $2,500 a month the next time your lease was renewed. But that may very well be what the cost of an apartment that size is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in that area.
And you need to realize that when you rent, you don't own. So you can't determine your own cost for renting it.
So,
I mean, you think you're entitled to whatever came before, but you're not.
You're not. So anyway, what he was pointing out was, since the landlords don't have any real incentive to repair the place because they're not getting enough money to, you know, be able to afford that kind of thing, and they might not be even able to do it, let alone don't want to justify it because they want to get the renters out, as you're pointing out.
Yeah, but the voters don't care what a landlord is able to do.
I understand that. So as a result of the rent being, you know, the price of it being driven down below market levels, it results in fewer investments in properties there, because why would somebody want to invest in buying property or building new homes when they know they're not going to be in charge of how much they can charge to rent the place ultimately? So what's the incentive?
You know? Every building in New York is basically old.
Yeah.
You know? It certainly doesn't. Now,
so it restricts inventory, which means that you know, there's not. It's harder to get a place. If you are a renter, it's harder to get into a place in these areas.
Right. He describes, like in all of these other situations, that these price control situations, that the ostensibly the goal that they're going for, in this case, it's affordable housing for people in the city that they claim.
They always, these government people are always talking about affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
The people that levy taxes against poor people, homeowners, and you know, and as a result, basically against renters too, because you know the business owner, the homeowner, the property owner is going to think about the amount of taxes they have to pay when they're setting up the rent amount. Mm-hmm. These same people are talking about affordable housing. I got an idea. You want affordable housing? You know, stop taxing buildings worth under, you know, X amount of dollars or whatever. There's all kinds of ways to create affordable housing, and they don't want to do any of that.
Well, right, when you come in and use the force of government, use the threats of the state, which is what's always behind these programs. You don't go along with what they tell you, you got to charge in rent, then at some point somebody's going to show up with men with guns, and they're going to tell you that you're done. You know, you're going to get arrested or fined, or they're going to confiscate your property or whatever the exact consequence is. It will be some sort of forcible consequence against you. A little excerpt here from the chapter. He says that where the population's increasing, the deterioration and shortage in low-income housing will grow worse and worse. It may reach a point where many landlords not only cease to make any profit, but are faced with mounting and compulsory losses. They may find they cannot even give their property away because, again, who would want to inherit rent-controlled tenants?
Yeah.
They can't give their property away. They may actually abandon their property and disappear, so they cannot be held liable for taxes. When owners cease supplying heat and other basic services, the tenants are compelled to abandon their apartments. Wider and wider neighborhoods are reduced to slums, and in recent years, when this book was written in the 40s, in New York City, it has become a common sight to see whole blocks of abandoned apartments with windows broken or boarded up to prevent further havoc by vandals. Arson becomes more frequent, and even the owners are suspected.
Well, let's not forget that the regulations that they pile up, New York City is another great place to look at how very, very difficult it is to build a building there. You know, if you were to tear down some old building to build something, you know, something old building that's, you know, 150 years old, completely out of style, and, mm-hmm. you know, everything's cobbled together and all that other stuff, bad plumbing, the whole deal. If you're trying to rebuild one of these things, can you imagine the astronomical costs? You could put in twice as many units, thus driving down the cost of apartments in Manhattan. But my God, the amount of regulations it would be
good
to
luck
build this thing in the first place.
So, as he points out, so what happens here, the landowners, the landlords are going to leave town. right? If this becomes an unprofitable activity, you know, renting houses isn't a charity for most people. It's something that they do because they have an extra piece of property. Maybe they used to live there. And then they got another house, and they just, you know, they decided, oh, well, let's rent this place out rather than selling it. And then rent controls get put on, and now they're regretting it. So they want to get rid of that property, and they go, you know, completely unoccupied, or if they're abandoned or whatever. And he says that the further effect is, of course, the erosion of the city's revenues. So ultimately it ends up hurting the city if they go on further, the city being the municipal entity that is forcing the rent control in the first place.
Kind Mr. Hazlitt, always looking out for the city.
I liked his description of the slumlord in this chapter,
mm-hmm.
As a person who basically is a product of these rent controls.
Right, they didn't want to be a slumlord, is what he says.
Yeah, yeah, but there's this antagonism between the property owner and the tenants that is just necessarily created by rent controls, where they don't want, the landlord does not want you in that unit. And he's got every incentive to make you unhappy with it because he can't make a profit on it. He doesn't want it, but he's vilified as a slumlord, and he's castigated in the popular media.
And then when he leaves town and abandons the property because it's no longer making money, then, as he points out here, the people that support rent controls, instead of acknowledging their failure, they denounce capitalism, or they denounce
the market.
And their solution is publicly subsidized housing.
Correct. Right. Government-run, government-created housing.
And that's how things just ratchet up.
Yep.
The socialist state here.
Another thing, on top
it's
of layer.
One of the reasons that I just kind of feel like libertarians have to have their own place where they can move to, because the vast majority of people don't spend the time to think about how these things work. They're not.
No,
they don't understand
economics.
They just
look at the surface level. They look at the basic.
Well, they look at their checkbook,
right.
And you know, if they can make money by voting against a minority, they certainly
will
do it. History has shown that they will do that.
Yeah.
And if that minority happens to be wealthy, by God, they can really get away with it because the media can.
Will back them, and it'll be popular.
The story out there, the story behind rich people being bad is tremendous. Mm. The story behind poor people being bad is tremendous too. But, you know, some of it's true and some of it's not. Like, some people are poor for
some
no reason of their own.
So great. Yeah.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the landlord. The landlord is a person who's trying to make money doing something by providing a service. You're going to vilify those people. They're less likely to provide the service or certainly less likely to do it well.
Let's talk to Marcia in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Go ahead, Marcia.
Yes, I wanted to say there's rent control and there's rent stabilization. I know something about it because we lived in a rent-controlled apartment. And
Where was your rent-controlled apartment?
The rent-controlled apartment? I'll give you the address.
No. I just went. What city? What city?
It was in Queens. It was in Rego Park, New York.
Hang on. I want to get the rest of your story. If you can hang through the news, we're going to bring you back. Okay, Marcia? More in moments here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.